Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Good afternoon, good evening, good morning if you're watching us from like across the world. Welcome to Indeed. My name's Mike, here as always to talk some independent wrestling with you all on this wonderful Wednesday, joined always by my co-host, Righteous Reg. How are you doing today, bud?
It's your favorite rapper, your favorite writer, your favorite podcaster. Very excited to be here. It's Indeed. It's Wednesday. It's in America. We're doing Thanksgiving things, so holidays. Shout out to everybody who's experiencing holiday things this week. We're here to talk a little bit of independent wrestling before you really get into it, though.
Hell yeah, absolutely. And we got a great guest for us today. You know, just a couple of Canadian guys here. It's a regular ass week for us. we lost Reg, but he'll be back in a minute. Gotta love technology and all the things it brings in our lives. There we go. We'll just pop
look
that
at that
up
on the
meantime.
Fly. Hell yeah.
So yeah, we do have a wonderful guest with us. From right here in the great city of Hamilton, Ontario, the reigning crossbody pro wrestling internet champion and the newly crowned Hamilton Wrestling Entertainment Tag Team Champion with his brother, the reject JT Kirk. We got Matthew Grant. How you doing, buddy?
Yo, I just want to say right here, right now, that I apologize because I have definitely delayed this on you multiple times. And I'm literally like, I can't even write this. I'm sitting at my shoot job doing this on my break because I wanted to make sure I took the time and we're doing this. So yeah, thank you very much for having me. I've been really looking forward to this. I haven't done a podcast in I can't even tell you how long, so to be able to do this with you guys, I'm absolutely stoked. Thank you very much for having me.
Oh, absolutely. And yeah, it's a special one for me because, you know, it's always a little more fun for me when I can have somebody that I know well from you know, my hometown. And we know each other for more than just wrestling. It's actually funny. You were like my gateway into discovering the Hamilton independent scene. Because of your prior job, where I knew you, I would stop in, if I pull that back for a second, but yeah, Matt,
the wacky tobacco, as they say.
Yeah, exactly. Matt happened to work at a dispensary that I would go to on my way home from work all the time. And I started following the store page. And then I talked to you at the counter all the time. So I started following your personal page. And then I saw that you're refereeing. And then that is kind of how, because I'm a transplant to Hamilton. I didn't grow up here, so
I wish I could say that, but unfortunately not. you were saying the great city of Hamilton, and I was like, I don't know how many people are going to think that, but it's okay. I appreciate it.
Oh, hey, no, I got you. Got to talk our shit. Come on, I love it here. I'm from Oshawa, so it's like it's the same but bigger.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, so like I know you're I know you're a big wrestling fan outside of your involvement in it and prior to getting into it. So you know, I can imagine that the dream to be a wrestler is probably, you know, if you're fans of it from childhood and like as kids, you know, it's something kind of, man, that'd be awesome, wouldn't it? So
it's literally been something I've been thinking about since like I can even remember. Like my first memories of me being a child is literally watching wrestling. Screwing around with my brothers and like wanting to go to shows, playing the video games, like doing everything that involved wrestling, having action figures. And I still have action figures to this day. I still play video games to this day. Like I am hooked on professional wrestling. It's not just like something where, you know, this is like a weekend thing for me. Like I live, I breathe, I love this shit, man. And excuse me if I'm not supposed to be swearing, but I love this.
Yeah. Yeah, no filter here. You can go ahead. Yeah, at your own discretion, because you know, it's of course you never know what Jeremy will turn into an article.
Yeah, that's I'm not trying to get canceled, but yes, no.
Yeah, you know what? Just get to your Thanksgiving travel plans a day ahead. You know, that's don't worry, we got this.
You were saying Thanksgiving, and for those who aren't aware, us Canadians do Thanksgiving in October. So I was kind of sitting here for a split second, like, ah, right, that's the thing.
Yeah, it's always fun because like him and I, you know, we have different holidays and everything, and then like the time zone too, because he's in California. It's you know, we get all the scheduling joys of an internationally run operation like Indeed. Yeah, so you know, I know you trained with Rip Impact, legend. Yep. Here in Hamilton. Shout out Rip Impact. Great.
He's the man.
The nicest dude. What led you to, you know, taking the fandom to actually, you know, applying to Rip school and getting
so like the biggest thing for me was I always wanted to do it. I'm based in Hamilton, so I don't drive. Something I'm working on. I know that's a huge thing of being a professional wrestler. I know that. I promise within this time next year, hopefully we'll have that sorted out. But sorry for another time. Don't drive. Based in Hamilton, so there wasn't really any schools in the area. Like, you had Battle Arts, you had Squirt Circle. There's a few others that were popping up here and there, Crossbody, et cetera, et cetera. But nothing based in Hamilton. So I told myself, like, if school opened up in Hamilton, I'm there, like, no questions asked. And opened up a school, and I shit you not, first day I was there. Literally, I think I was one of the first guys that trained there that actually got a match. I think, if I'm not mistaken, I was the first guy to come out of the school to win a championship, though. So I will always take that and pat myself on the back for that one. Literally my first match, I won the Death Proof Young Blood Championship. So very, very cool experience, from being a referee and thinking I was really never going to do this to starting to train and being like, oh, I'll do this to get my ring positioning better, than being like, oh, maybe I'll have one match or whatever. And then I was just hooked. I had that one match and I was hooked. I just wanted to do this every single weekend as much as possible. Traveling, like, I've always loved traveling. Even when I was podcaster, I was hopping in cars with Josh Alexander and Ethan Page to AAW, AIW. Like, I was trying my best to travel as much as humanly possible. I traveled myself out to PWG and did some podcast stuff up there. Like, there's a lot of stuff that I love about traveling. So when it came to actually doing the wrestling side of things, it's a no-brainer. And it's been an absolute ride so far. I'm coming up on 8 years in March. Holy crap, putting that into perspective is just,
it's pretty wild.
Mind-blowing. Welcome back, Rick.
Hey, I think I'm here. Am I here?
Oh yeah, you're totally here. Yep. I was wondering if something was gonna happen because your camera was a little choppy earlier, and yeah. I was like, I don't know, we'll see. Mm-hmm. Yeah, of course, you know, the technology had to get somebody today.
StreamYard, it's the worst and it's also the best. I don't know.
I've been back on my Twitch lately and like using OBS and stuff to run my stream all week, and I'm like, man, I don't want to use you StreamYard.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, you know, I can't customize you or nothing. Anyway, we're not here to bitch about StreamYard. We're here to talk about that. Yeah, you talked about, you know, getting hooked on, you know, getting hooked early as soon as you kind of started having those first couple experiences in the ring without the zebra stripes on. Mm-hmm. At what point did you kind of settle on your style of wrestling? Because, for those who haven't seen Matt wrestle, How do I explain this? It's fearless.
I'm a freaking chihuahua. Like, I don't know.
it's fearless. It's hard hitting. It's high flying, but it's not acrobatic. He's like more like acrobat shit crazy. Mm-hmm. He's not necessarily going to be the biggest wrestler in the fight, but I like to think that you have like the biggest dog in you in the fight.
Oh yeah, I got that dog in me always.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like, what inspired your wrestling style? Because for someone who was like, oh, maybe I'll just learn it, you know, maybe I'll just like have some matches to get better as a referee, to some of the shit I've seen you do in there, it's that's a big leap that you've made for yourself.
So I'll be honest with you, like, some of the stuff you see me do, it's crazy, because I used to have the most like gigantic fear of heights. Like, I'd be on a bridge, I I swear to you, I'd be on a bridge and I wouldn't be able to look over the bridge because like it would give me motion sickness, like that type of like height fear. And then to see me like jumping off of steel cages and ladders and doing all this insanity is like, I don't even know what I've become at this point. It's been really cool, man. To make that transition. And like, in terms of my style, I think I've always been somebody that's been watching like the, I know people don't like them, but CM Punk's and the Kevin Owens and the, you know, all those guys that like to talk a lot of shit, but still can back it up in the ring. And that's something that I've always prided myself on is I talk a lot of shit and I'm well aware of it. And I'm really good at it too. Pat on my back. But the wrestling thing has just been like, I know I'm 155 pounds, you know, it's not the most intimidating thing, but when people walk into a show and see what I'm capable of doing and I'm able to change their minds on the spot, I go from a, why is he wrestling, to a, oh, he can go in a matter of a match is huge for me. To be able to give them those opportunities, like main eventing crossbody the last couple of shows and being put in such a prominent spot in PWO where I'm one of only two guys that have been on pretty much every single show, has been there since day one. Being able to branch out to the States with some of my best friends and doing that. Like for me, professional wrestling, I'm just trying to do what I enjoyed as a fan, as a performer.
I like that you mentioned flipping people's expectations of you, because I literally, your match with Tyler Hill at the last PWO show, I literally like heard it happen. I heard somebody chirp you in the crowd at the start of your match.
Yep.
And then at the end of it, the dude was like, oh, yeah.
That's the funniest thing for me is like when I'll meet somebody for the first time, even when I'm having a match with somebody and it's like they kind of look at me like, huh? And then we start like putting stuff together, pulling back curtain a little bit. We start putting stuff together and like we start like just getting it automatically and like chemistry I have with certain guys and even with like putting a match together. Like I'm very comfortable with that at this point. So if you guys haven't watched that match from the season one finale with Tyler Thomas, one of my favorite matches of the year. In fact, I would probably say my favorite match of the year altogether. So the emotion that came out of that match, being able to celebrate afterwards with my brother, with my wife, like it really doesn't get much better than that.
Hell yeah. I want to ask you about that too. Like, you know, he tagging with your brother. Did JT start training with you like at the same time or?
Okay. We were actually supposed to be in the same match together. Basically what happened at the time was he had a lot of personal stuff going on with his work. He was missing a lot of training sessions. So unfortunately delayed his debut. In fact, his debut, fun little tidbit here, is me, him, and our other brother in a six-man tag against Von Vertigo, Hacker Scotty O'Shea, and Rip Impact. It was a super fun match. I look back on that very fondly because it's literally the only time in an actual match where the three of us have been together in a match. The third brother had a handful of matches and not realized it wasn't for him, but I think his body couldn't hang up or like handle it, and rightfully so. You realize that at one point, and whether it's 6 months into a run or 17 years into a run, you're gonna realize that at some point. So good for him that he realized it when he did, because man, my lower back hurts some days.
That's wild. Three family members in a match, one of them making their debut. That's like that's pretty unprecedented. Did you guys like grow up wanting to have that dream, or did you guys just kind of like fall into this?
So like my go-to story when it comes to this is we had the foam title belts as a kid. We would, you know, play fight, do our thing. And we stuck it to the light, like trying to have a ladder match, completely burnt to the light. Yep. We were those type of kids. We were those type of kids.
I love it.
Parents must have loved that.
Definitely.
So stoked. All right, so we've kind of tiptoed on it a couple times, but you did some refereeing, and you've been around the scene here in Hamilton and Ontario for, going on 8 years now in March. Crazy. You've seen like the scene, you witnessed the scene around here in Hamilton, and then like also like just Ontario as a whole kind of go through some periods of change, ups and downs, a whole ass pandemic. So it's been about like 18 months really since like things could kind of start to consistently get going. How do you feel like it's things around here have bounced back since like before the world shut down?
I think we're finally getting to a point where everything's starting to truly feel normal again, with the amount of shows that are running on like every single weekend, with the amount of wrestlers that are popping up from different schools. I find that we're in the phase now of trying to find the next like big person from our scene. We've had a lot of retirements and unfortunate situations where it's taken some of those bigger names away from us that we did have on the scene prior to the pandemic. So I think there's a lot of shoes to fill, but there's a lot of guys, including myself, that are willing to step up and fill those shoes. So the Hamilton scene in general is insane. Like off the top of my head, I can literally not tell you how many promotions are in the city, and that's great. Like there's a ton of work for guys, and a lot of those companies are using different rosters as well, which is very important. You're not giving the fans like the same old show, the same matchups over and over again, which is awesome. Ontario, man, I think from the time at least that I've been around, I think it's the most talented it's ever been. I think there's just guys waiting for those like next step opportunities that when they get them, they're going to be those guys that are popping up on the MLWs, the AEWs, the Ring of Honors, the WWEs. I genuinely feel like guys are so good around this area that it's just a matter of getting those eyes on them. And especially with us being in Canada, obviously that's a little bit of a struggle. And that's why guys like me, girls like Crystal Moon, guys like Brother Earth, JT Kirk, we're all trying to get across that border and make a name for ourselves, because unfortunately Canada doesn't cut it for us.
No, it's the number one complaint from like anyone that's up here, that like you know, we see it all the time where it's like you just run out of stuff to do up here. Like there's like no, you know, you're out of like fresh matchups. You're out of, you know, you've wrestled everybody, and it's like,
I love Mike Forte and Tyler Arrow, but how many freaking times are we going to see Empire versus Airstrike? You know, like, again, I love those guys to death. We have the chemistry like unlike any other, but God damn, how many different matchups do you expect us to come up with? Yeah,
absolutely. You know, do you think, so, you know, we can't, yeah, actually here, I'm going to hit a super chat right here, because you did mention his name earlier. Speaking of Ethan, he's hosting Glory Pro December to Riz Member Free charity show.
He's a big influence on me, man. Big influence on me.
Speaking of Ethan Page, I was going to say something else is in, you know, just like 80, like less than 80 days now, Alpha One's going to be coming back to Hamilton.
Mm-hmm. I got chills when you said that. Legit.
It's a big thing. Like people who aren't from the city don't understand how fucking wild it is for the city.
Legit.
There was a void that needs to be filled, right?
That's an understatement.
Imagine if West Coast Pro just up and left San Francisco for a bit and just disappeared. That's what happened. That's what Alpha One like going on hiatus essentially was to Hamilton scene. You know, it's that's yeah, so you how are you feeling about it?
I am so excited. I have been in contact with Ethan Julian on a pretty consistent basis. We actually did some media with him when they were in Toronto for AEW. Got the chance to catch up with him, which is really cool, because yeah, he's a huge influence to me. Like a lot of the stuff that I do, I base off of what he does, based off guys like Von Vertigo. Like making yourself a brand, and there's nobody that has done that better in the last little while than Ethan Page. I think even building Alpha One and using those connections he's created on the road to build one of the best independent promotions, not just in Ontario, not just in Canada, but I truly feel the world. They tell stories. They have great matches. They give guys opportunities that not necessarily would get those opportunities on a regular basis. Hell, myself and JT got a huge opportunity to face off against Fight or Flight before the pandemic again at Alpha One. And although I wasn't the most proud of the match, like having that opportunity was a big deal for me. So with Alpha One coming back, I'd be lying to tell you guys that that's not a goal of mine. Whether it's singles, whether it's tag, whether it's trios, you name it, I want to be back at Alpha One. Fingers crossed. Hopefully the stars align, but that's a huge, huge goal of 2024 for me.
Hell yeah. You kind of touched on it. So thank you. You're just going down my list of questions for me.
It's like I know your questions or something.
It's fantastic. Right? It's fantastic. You're talking about kind of making yourself a brand, and with holding this internet championship, I was there when you won it off of Tyler Thomas. Again, great match.
Thank you.
And you're defending it everywhere. You're taking it outside of crossbody, and I've seen it at Pro Wrestling Ontario. Since as long as I can remember, you've always been doing like video promos and highlight music videos and stuff like that, for yourself, for Empire with JT, and when Crystal was with you guys, even like, you just do it for other people, like as a, like a side thing, I believe.
Yep.
So were you always like creative like this outside of wrestling or before wrestling, or is this something you kind of took on to go the extra mile as a wrestler and like,
even before the referee stuff, I was doing the weekly wrestling podcast, and I was the one doing all the graphics and everything back then. It was just something I kind of self-taught myself. And as I continued on with my wrestling career, I knew, hey, like I got to step up and do as much as possible to build my brand and to make myself feel important, because if I don't look at myself like I'm important, then why is anybody else going to? And in terms of bringing championships, like even when I was the openweight champion for PWO, that was a big goal of mine, was to bring the championship outside of the company, was to be the brand ambassador for that company, because it's very important to me. When you're a champion of a company, that means a company is investing in you. That means they're putting their time and effort into you, and you should show the same thing in return, no questions asked. I think it's a damn shame that we're not seeing more promos, we're not seeing more video packages, we're not seeing things built as a story as often as they probably should, because realistically we should be seeing that stuff a lot more than we do. I've seen somebody put it over the Grizzled Young Vets as somebody who are cutting a promo for every show, making every show feel important, and that's what you should be doing as a performer too, no questions asked.
Absolutely. That might have been one of my tweets, honestly.
if your fans don't know where you are, if your fans don't know where you're performing, then
love hearing that.
Yeah.
And not in your car promos, you guys.
Yeah. Oh god, no, not please, no, not
the or fa- or the you, face you see how we're you see how we're like horizontal? Mm-hmm. You see that? Let's film promos like that, please. We can edit them and make them the TikTok format and Instagram story format, but guys, please just shoot your freaking promos properly.
How long do you think it's gonna be before, like, we see, we just see a movie made in full vertical camera mode?
Soon.
I hope not.
Like that shit's gotta be coming, right?
Definitely.
Hard PTSD there.
All TikTok movie.
All right, moving on.
Yeah, perfect cue to move on.
Moving on. Oh my god. What did I start here? We did mention tagging with your brother JT as part of Empire, which I know that's dope, having your brother there with you, going to shows, wrestling with him, kind of having him in your corner. But your family involvement in wrestling, it doesn't stop at your brother, JT. Your wonderful wife, Erin, who is just incredibly supportive of you.
She's a jack of all trades. I'll just throw stuff at her and be like, yo, babe, can you go help out with that? Yo, can you do that for me? Can you do this? And like, she's the one who films all my promos. So let's be real. I mean, at least 95% of them. She's always helping out at shows, whether it's like at the door for 50-50, things like that. And then she just kind of took the stab. I think it was the Flip the Script show last year, where she was like, you know what? I kind of want to ring announce. That would be fun. And I was like, yeah, like do your thing. Have fun with that. So she ring announced my match against Young Jay Lee. And then I think she just got an itch or something, because She wanted more. She's now doing the pre-shows for PWO. She's a backstage interviewer for Crossbody Pro Wrestling Uproar. She actually had a chance to do a full show for Barry Wrestling one show when their regular guy couldn't make it. So she's really just taken every sort of opportunity and run with it. I mean, we do the Collision Catch-Up show on SCB Radio every single Sunday as well. So, like, again, every single opportunity that girl has taken, and she's run with it, genuinely run with it. I couldn't be more proud as a husband, as well as, you know, just a normal person, but even more as a husband to see how much she's taken on and how much she's just killing it.
I was going to say, and like, you know, something I know is like, she's always filming your matches at every show. You'll even like kind of go over it with her, like a little bit before, just be like, you know, maybe, you know, point her out, like, this might be a good spot to stand because, you know, gonna have this spot where I'm coming out of the ring here. And
I'm always thinking of like those stupid little things like hard cam and floor cams and like just making sure that everything's looking as good as humanly possible. I love my footage looking good, so
she's got some like camera work talents now. Gonna be get her to, once upon a time.
She's filmed a couple shows. Like we did the Battle Zone series where we did the Ultimate 8 Cruiserweight title tournament for HWE when I was Cruiserweight champion. And she was the floor cam for that. We had hard cam. Like, we filmed that entire thing. I edited it. Like, that whole bit is all my work, which is I'm quite proud of. She's taken on so much since I've started my wrestling career, but man, she's killing it.
How's it feel having all that support around you? Like, not only just between JT, but also having Aaron there with you for everything.
My wife's amazing. My mom has been like always the most supportive as well. Honestly, man, like the support system I have, it means a lot to me. Genuinely, like, gets me emotional thinking about it, just because like a lot of people don't have that, and I'm well aware of that. But I'm probably one of the luckiest guys in the world to have that, and on a consistent basis as well.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. So you mentioned some New York appearances that you made this year. Personally for me, I think I would love to see some promoters like actually see some of your matches, latch on to your footage. I'd love to see you actually get out of, you know, like our local area and just out of Canada, you know, get some more New York dates and stuff going, get into Michigan, maybe. We saw Crystal at Wrestling Open. Hopefully, I'd love to see you get down there. I think you'd go crazy.
Yeah,
we
went up with them, and Drew was definitely open to bringing us back as a carload. So fingers crossed that happens in the future, because I would absolutely love that. Wrestling Open was a hell of an experience. Even Gabe Sapolsky was there just kind of giving notes to people that were doing stuff. So that was really cool to see, to be honest. I've had the chance to wrestle for Combat One and IWF. A couple of other promotions as well, like Ground Zero. I brought the Crossbody Internet Championship to Ground Zero and defended it there in Rochester. So, it's a big goal of mine. I put out a couple of promotions in particular, like the Freelances, the AIWs, the ESWs. There's quite a few promotions, bigger name promotions that I would love to debut for, whether it's at the end of this year, beginning of next year. I'm trying my best to just branch out as much as humanly possible right now. My brother has a driver's license. Brother Earth has a driver's license. All four of us usually hop in together in a car. Myself, Brother Earth, JT Kirk, Crystal Moon. So that's kind of our crew that rolls together. And we try to just get out there as much as humanly possible. So we were even going to do something earlier on this year where we were going to drive Sue Young to Kentucky just for the heck of it, to try and help out. Just, you know, hang out. So if there's even little things like that where, you know, there's opportunities for us to network, we're hopping all over those as well. Seminars, all that type of thing. You never stop learning in this business, and you got to get out there as much as humanly possible to continue learning.
Absolutely. That's a great carload. But like, just side note, what an awesome carload of... That's four people you'd love to have at your show. I can say that much.
I can agree with that.
Hell yeah. What else are you looking to tackle in 2024? We always like to wrap up with some goals here, and I know that you're on a time limit with us, so
I appreciate you guys for having me. We're going to have to run this back sooner rather than later, because I feel like I haven't run my mouth enough. Goals for 2024. We touched base on Alpha One. We touched base on kind of some of those American promotions. I brought this up already, and I think I'm going to put this out into the universe. I would really love to have a 202 rematch with Von Vertigo and Gabriel Fuerza with myself and JT Kirk. Even if you want to throw Alexi Nicole on the side and Crystal Moon on our side, we make it a trios match. Cool, man. But I would really like to run it back with those guys. It's been, 4 years since we've run that match back? And wow. Let's be real.
All JT of you and I have changed wildly different
so much. I had a singles match with Fuerza last year for the Cruiserweight title, and I absolutely loved it. We meshed very well together. So I think in a tag fashion, it would be the exact same thing. Even a trio stack should be the exact same thing. So that's another one. And then one more, it got away from me about a month ago, and I'm going to be honest, I was really upset about it. Aiden Prince, quit ducking me, pal. I want Aiden Prince one-on-one. He's one of my best friends in this damn business, in life. And we were supposed to have a match for the Internet Championship at Crossbody. Unfortunately, he had some prior obligations with Impact Wrestling. That's the goal, or the joys of being a contracted talent. Unfortunately, things kind of happen like that sometimes, but I promise you in 2024, we are going to get that match. It's going to happen. And wherever that match happens, we're going to tear the fucking roof down.
Hell yeah. I'll wherever that happens, I'm sure I'll be close by.
Hell yeah.
And where can the people find you at? Plug all your socials and stuff.
I appreciate it. Got a hell of a schedule coming up too. This Saturday, Pro Wrestling Ontario, I'm in a 4-way match with Kyle Boone, Evan Greenaway, a mystery competitor for the Iron Cup tournament. I have won that tournament in the past. I was the inaugural winner of that tournament. I was the first openweight champion. So I'm hoping to get back to those winning ways and get back to that openweight championship by winning this tournament. So it may be a three match night for me come Saturday, but hopefully at the end of it, we'll be walking away with that trophy and with the number one contendership once again. Just really quickly, Bear Wrestling, I'm happy to get back to there on December 9th. I'm also at New Frontier December 9th. Flip the script going down December 16th. Man, there's so much on the horizon right now. For me as a performer, yeah. I'm super, super stoked. So where you can get at me is at Matthew Grant First Days of Four of all forms of social media. I try and keep my social media as simple as possible. Same handle across the board. So that's another thing. Wrestlers, if you don't have the same handle across the board, you're making things confusing. Stop making things so confusing. Same handle across the board. Yes, follow me. Check me out. Yeah, man. I really looking forward to what the future brings, and I really look forward to doing this podcast again, guys. Thank you so, so much for having me.
Yeah, happy to have
you. Awesome. Yeah, thanks for being here.
We'll definitely have you back here when we got some more time.
7 o'clock p.m. Tonight, literally as you're watching this. If you haven't already checked out Crossbody Pro Wrestling, Uproar, I'm going one-on-one with Andrew Love, doing a little bit of double duty here tonight, podcast, title defense. Can't ask for any better. So.
Love it. Appreciate you so much, Matt. Thanks for joining us. Reg, before we get out of here, let the people know where they can find you as well.
You can find me here on Indeed every Wednesday at Righteous Reg on all your socials. Every Saturday, I'm on with Phil. Tonight, I'll be on with Denise on the AEW Dynamite post show. Tomorrow, I'll be on with Kate on the Ring of Honor post show.
Hell yeah. Myself here every Wednesday, 6 o'clock, Indeed, talking independent wrestling. Next week, we've got, speaking of Von Vertigo is going to be hanging out here with us. Just got back from a nice UK trip, so plenty to talk about there. And
I'm gonna tap that V really quickly. There we go.
Get your V's up for Vaughn and also your peace signs. We're out of here. See you next Wednesday. Much love.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.